Hey, hey, welcome to the Culture Centered Classroom Podcast, a space for educators looking to step into their power by creating a classroom environment and lessons that affirm, welcome, and celebrate all their students through instruction. I'm your host, Jocelyn Hubbard, an educator, teacher coach, wife, mother to 5 children, and your partner on this journey of creating culture-centered classrooms. Let's jump into the episode.
British novelist Penelope Lively said, "Getting to know someone else involves curiosity about where they come from and who they are." This quote speaks directly to my culture-loving heart. I immediately think about how much teachers, quote, love their students, and I wonder, how much do you actually know about them as people? You can't really love someone if you don't know them. I think you can like them a lot, even, and you can care deeply about them, but love? Love is an action. Love is personal. Love is intentional. So if we as educators are going to love the students we guide each day, then we need to get to know them on a deeper level, beyond knowing how to pronounce their name, which is important, beyond the test scores they've achieved, or whether they play soccer and or the trumpet or both. We need to know where they come from. And that's not just a place. It's a perspective and a people and a set of values. It is tangible and intangible. Probably the number 2 question I get from teachers and instructional coaches is, how do I get to know my students' cultural identities? And they typically are asking this because it's like, I don't want to be weird or I don't want to seem intrusive. So today's back to school tip is about getting to know your students' cultural identities. It is important to prioritize getting to know your students. And I think you already know that, right? Establishing this as a part of the culture of the classroom, however, is going to be a game changer for both you and the students. Getting to know someone is not a one-time thing. It's not this like first week of school activities. No, it is an ongoing process because people change and grow in their understanding of who they are and how they show up in this world. Our students especially are developing intellectually, socially, emotionally, and physically at rapid rates. Creating a welcoming, joyful, and culturally inclusive learning environment involves intentionally developing a practice of getting to know your students and them getting to know themselves on a regular basis. In the live virtual Back to School Success Workshop that I'm hosting on Wednesday, August 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern, I will go in depth with specific strategies you can use to create a culture of knowing. I will also give you 2 resources that will be helpful in building this culture in your classroom. Make sure you head over to customteachingsolutions.com/back-to-school. That's BACKTOSCHOOL. So that you can get all the details, get all the information you need, and most importantly, to get registered. Now, notice I said it's important to develop a practice of knowing self and knowing others. As students are growing and developing over the course of the school year, they may not actually be aware of the growth that is happening in their social, emotional, or cultural IQ. And I got to give a shout out to my friend Joshua Cabral. He's the one who hit me to this phrasing of CQ, cultural intelligence. So thank you so much for that, Joshua. But it is important for students to have time to reflect on who they are, how they show up, how they identify, and how this impacts the goals they have set for themselves. Are they closer to becoming the person they desire? If not, what adjustments need to be made? What are the things that are allowing them to be successful every single day in school? Do they find that creating a checklist allows them to be successful? But do they actually understand that that's the strategy that is allowing them to be successful? Building a culture of knowing. Doing a deep dive into self, becoming aware of your beliefs, behaviors, and ways of being can be fascinating and also terrifying. It can be humbling and humiliating and exhilarating. The best type of growth, however, happens from a place of awareness. One strategy that teachers use a lot is ask 3 before me. My thought and question whenever I hear this is, why are we doing this? How is this practice structured? You've got a bunch of kids walking around the classroom, randomly asking their classmates for support or advice. I mean, come on. How do they know who to go to? Are they really going to someone because they know that that person can actually give them support or advice regarding a particular question that they have? Or are they just wandering the room, chatting with friends and getting three signatures because they know that you won't talk to them unless they have those signatures? When we build in a practice of self-awareness for students and they can share with others where their zone of genius is, completing an ask three before me type of activity seems more practical and honestly more effective. A student chooses to visit three different students because they know that this student excels in a particular area of question. Self-reflection and awareness are very powerful tools. In the live virtual Back to School Success Workshop that's taking place on Wednesday, August 16th, I will share some of my favorite activities and sustainable practices for helping students gain self-awareness as well as peer awareness. Now, the second point that I mentioned earlier is, of course, that you as the educator need to get to know your students. To get to know their cultural identities, you have to first remember that the definition of culture is more robust than race and ethnicity. It's more than food and festivals. Getting to know your students' cultural identities goes back to what Penelope Lively said. You are learning about where they come from, understanding the people, perspectives, and possibilities that have shaped who they are. Getting to know each student on a deeper level will allow you to become acquainted with their unique gifts, geniuses, and talents. Now, I know that this can be challenging because, you know, I was a middle school teacher, so I had like 180 students. It definitely was a challenge to get to know all of them on a deeper level, but there are ways that you can do this. I'm speaking from my own experience, and in the workshop, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the strategies that I used to get to know all 180 of my middle school students. Once you have a better understanding of their unique gifts and genius and talents, then you can partner with them to create learning experiences that allow them to be critically curious and free to challenge a concept and themselves. That is equity. Let me share this though. Getting to know your students does not have to be an elaborate set of activities. Getting to know your students does not have to be something that takes away from the content and the curriculum you teach. Getting to know your students doesn't need to be a checklist with a bunch of tedious questions. Getting to know your students should be intentional, but it should also be authentic and meaningful. Yesterday on the podcast, I talked about the importance of finding and centering joy for you and your students. That is one of my favorite ways to get to know students. There is so little time dedicated to discovering and fostering joy. Get to know your students by asking them to define joy. Encourage them to pursue joy. Ask them how they pursued joy during the week. Maybe encourage them to have a couple of different joy categories. So ways that they are pursuing joy at school and ways that they are pursuing joy in their personal lives. Challenge them to think beyond things like, I experienced joy in class because my teacher gave out a bunch of homework passes. I mean, yes, everyone loves a good homework pass, but let's start to think on a much deeper level. Start the school year by asking about joy and then set aside time for joy challenges and joy check-ins. I would even encourage you to ask the students how they can experience more joy in your classroom and at the school. Knowing what sparks joy for someone and helping them pursue it, that's love. Knowing what sparks joy for your students will allow you to teach, coach, or lead more effectively through an equity lens. You see who they are currently and who they desire to become. You have a better, more full, rich understanding of who the student is, and you have an understanding of what brings them joy, and you also know the content and the curriculum. So you can make some powerful connections for your students. Ooh, are you amped up? Because I am definitely amped up. Listen, we're only going up from here. Each day I will continue to share a little nugget of back to school goodness. But if you really want to take your practice to the next level, sign up for the live virtual Back to School Success Workshop that is happening on Wednesday, August 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern. Now, I told you yesterday that this workshop, if you cannot attend it live, there will be a recording of the session and you can have access to that as well as the resources. So I know that I talk about reflection, joy, co-creating norms, and grounding your lessons with my three anchor questions all the time. But in that live workshop, I'm going to show you how to do all the things. In this workshop, you will learn how to implement all three strategies. You will get three classroom resources with activities to use with your students. You will have time to start workshopping an artifact of practice, so like a lesson plan or some of your rules or a behavior plan. And you will get some of your questions answered on this live Zoom call. Head over to customteachingsolutions.com/back to school to get signed up. Always remember to seek joy, affirm culture, center equity, celebrate diversity, and strive for liberation through learning every single day.
I want to thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Please share this podcast with a friend. Then go rate this podcast on your favorite streaming platform, Apple, Google, Spotify, all the places, so that other educators know that this is the podcast for them.